I'm Abigail, the press officer from Cardiff Met, and you're listening to the Nathaniel MG Cup podcast with Weber and Jonah.
This is the Nathaniel Cup podcast. It's been the night of the long knives. Cup holders, Cardiff Met out, TNS out, Prestatyn knocking Carnarvon out, and that's just the amuse-bouche. A roundup of all the results that we've had so far and reaction from some of those games as well. Mark Jonah Jones was down at Kincoyd campus and he saw the cup holders, Cardiff Met, getting knocked out. How much of a shock was that to you?
Yeah, I think it's a shock. I think seeing the Met enjoy themselves so much and the prestige final it was last year when they defeated Cambrian and Clydach with a brace from Adam Roscoe down at Jenner Park. I'm sure they would have wanted more of that again. So I think there'll be disappointment, a lot of disappointment at Kincoyd this evening. ABBA came, it's a long journey. It's a long journey on a Tuesday evening. So you have to give a lot of credit to ABBA to come and knock the holders out. I wouldn't say the holders of Met were at full strength and they're doing well in the league at the moment. But I know Christian wanted to stay. Having spoke to him before the game, Christian wanted to stay in his cup. He enjoyed it so much last year. And it's a big scalp, I think, for ABBA. And it must encourage you. It must encourage you to think you can go to almost anywhere in the league and get yourself a win. If they set out and they play with as much passion and, you know, they took their goal well. Like I said earlier on, the goal was a great goal from Matty Jones. It's a great win for the Seasiders, and a sort of win could turn their season around. Would they be in the mix now? Would they be in amongst the top five or six favourites for the cup? With TNS going out, with the Met going out, they might fancy their chances.
Well, you just mentioned it's hard to pick the shock that we start this show with. The New Saints are also out of this cup on penalties to Bangor City. Before I get Jones' reaction, here's what Scott Rusker had to say after that penalty shootout.
Didn't think we were good enough overall. Huffed and puffed a little bit, but you know we were sloppy. We didn't keep the ball well and lacked a little bit of fight tonight.
And Bangor City, how much credit would you give to them for their victory?
Yeah, okay. Didn't really trouble us, but you know they had the commitment and the desire to go and win a cup game. Same for the game, you know, it's a cup game. So I think they're going to let us just turn up here, TNS, or we'll get through. And that's sort of how it looked, as in. You know, a few attitudes wise, that's looked like it's going to be easy and we'll just get through. And you know, these things, like I said, these things will come and bite you on the bum, because if your attitude's not right, first and foremost, you will get undone.
1-1 on full time, Jonah. Penalties. What's going on at TNS with cup competitions?
Yeah, I think they'll be disappointed again. I don't think it might not be number one on their radar, but they were regular winners of this a couple of years ago. They wanted to win everything. They set out to win everything, and Scott will tell you that himself. And two games in the last couple of weeks, Sten Oosmuir in the TK Cup, and they lost up the penalties there, and to lose on penalties tonight for Bangor, it's a fantastic result for Bangor, by the way. You know, to take the scalp of TNS, I think they were knocked out last year by Cambrian and Clydach in the semi-final stage. So to be knocked out in the first round they've played in this year by Bangor, they'll be disappointed. They bounced back with authority Saturday. They defeated Carmarthen 6-2. So the writing was on the wall tonight for another, you would think, run-of-the-mill win for you know, the giants of our league. But Bangor City have just ripped the form book up, and all I have to say is congratulations to Bangor City. What a result. The club's been going through a bad period the last 18 months or so. They've dropped down the league, but maybe this could be a sign of things to come. Are they on their way back? Congratulations, Bangor.
Carnarvon, another victim of a giant killing, this time from Prestatyn. Here's Neil Gibson.
We knew how we'd have to play, and we'd have to play at a high tempo, but we also backed ourselves that we feel we've got some good players at this football club. And I think the lads, you know, sort of felt that the performance on Saturday against Port Maddock wasn't what we would hope and what we set our standards at. So we were looking forward to tonight to put that right and prove them wrong. And, you know, we've been very clinical at times tonight, and, you know, at other times we could have scored more goals, but we have to take huge amount of pride in beating Carnarvon on their own patch, because obviously I don't think many teams will do that. You know, they've got a vociferous crowd, you know, the players you know, play at extreme high levels of energy and fitness, and, you know, they fight for the cause. And even at 2-0, when they get the goal to bring it back to 2-1, even though they're down to 10 men, you think to yourself, well, you know, they're going to be, if they get the next goal, this game could go either way. But credit to our lads, we're resilient from that and got the third goal, and then we looked like we were going to run out comfortable at that stage.
Next round of the Nathaniel MG Cup, home or away, what draw do you want?
We always want a home tie, so I'm not certain what the other results have been like this evening. I know that Bangor were running TNS quite close by all accounts from the word we were getting on the sideline. You know, like I say, it's an old adage and everybody says it, but I think it's just about if you get a home tie in the next round, you'll be happy with that, and then hopefully you back yourself on the night to go and give whoever it is that you're playing against a good test.
And Jonah, an away win for Prestatyn, to win a cup game in a weeknight at the Oval, that's quite an achievement.
Yeah, I mean, they've started the season fantastic, Prestatyn. They mean business. They signed a lot of players from the Welsh Premier, a lot of good players. They have one ambition for the season, is to get right back into the Welsh Premier League. But I'm sure they wouldn't mind a little ride along the way and try and force their way as far as they can in the Welsh Cup or the Nathaniel Cars Cup, and they've achieved what they wanted to do tonight. They've knocked out at Carnarvon at the Oval, which is never an easy thing to do. They'll be disappointed, Carnarvon, they'll definitely be disappointed, but Gibbo and company at Prestatyn will be over the moon. I bet they can't wait for the draw. Like I said, there's a lot of teams still in the competition who they will think they can knock out, so yet again, they wouldn't be much longer odds than around about 20-1 at this stage. With the likes of TNS in, nearly everybody goes around the 33-1 plus mark. But with TNS out, the Met out, the odds shorten a lot. And Prestatyn might well be a lot of people's little outsider.
And another Premier League side to fall by the wayside up north. Flint Tan United beating Airbus 2-1.
You know, they have their league. They were cut out in the league, but they would have wanted a little run in this. It's a great cup, like you said. You win three or four games. You know, your semi-final, you've got the final. Years ago, it wasn't taken so seriously. I think it's taken more seriously now, because this final is a prestige final when it comes around in January. I watched it the last couple of years, even going back to the Met and Cambrian last year. It was a bumper occasion in front of 2,000 down at Jenner. So anybody who gets anywhere near the final will take it seriously. And Airbus will be disappointed, but congratulations to Flint.
And in the other games, two games that perhaps did go to form. Britton Ferry losing at home 2-0 to Carmarthen. Let's catch up with Josh Bull, new recruit to Carmarthen Town. He played in the game, was playing for Cumbrian Celtic this time last season. Nick Davis has been speaking to him.
Big step physically. And, you know, a bit of a tough start in and out, to be honest. You know, a couple of games starting and then back out and didn't have many minutes. Just glad to get 90 in the bank today and obviously get a couple of goals as well. It's great.
Obviously, you made the move to Aberystwyth a couple of years ago, and now you seem to have settled a bit more.
Too far, Aberystwyth. No, it's, to be fair, I share lifts down with Kerry, Yidzi and Naughty, and they make it a lot easier when you've got people you can go down with. And I'm really enjoying it so far, and hopefully kick on now from this.
Obviously, two goals tonight. Is that a big confidence boost for you now?
No, I wanted the third one. it's great. Just get a couple of goals, but, you know, this the end of the day, move on to Saturday now and hopefully get my first Welsh Premier League goal.
And Newtown 2-1 against Pennebont. STM Sports and Haverford West's game has been postponed for next week. We'll update you on that. But it has been a giant killing. We needed to get this podcast out. Say goodbye, Jonah, and say congratulations to the Giant Killers.
Yes, well done to all the Giant Killers, and the cup's there to win, boys.
In my hand is a deposit for your next car. And if you buy any brand new MG at Nathaniel Cars, we'll pay your deposit for you. It's as simple as that. If you don't want to pay thousands towards a deposit, you don't have to. Plus, the whole MG range is available with 0% representative APR and up to 5 years to pay. So, visit nathanielcars.co.uk or pop into our showrooms in Cardiff and Bridgend, the UK's number one MG dealer.